Forces news.
Events.
Stories that matter.
On the Forces Station.
BFBS. Your stories.
Your stories.
Hona Garrison.
Germany.
In May this year, Defence Secretary Philip Hammond announced that British soldiers deployed to Afghanistan can expect to serve longer tours of duty. With the end of the campaign in Afghanistan on the horizon, the prospect of 8 or 9 month deployments to provide continuity becomes a reality for some troops. Although it's uncertain exactly how many service personnel will be deploying for more than 6 months, the possibility of more time apart is a concern for Army families in Hona Garrison as they await confirmation on who will be deploying from 7 Brigade and for how long. Mother of three, Sarah Jane Crook from Hona, is married to an Army medic. She and her husband have 3 young children aged 2, 3 and 6. Her reaction was one of shock when she discovered her husband could be away for longer than expected.
Oh my word, was the initial one. But then obviously you've married into the Army and you have to take whatever comes your way and deal with it as best you can.
In Fallingbostel, the Fourth Scots Welfare Centre, Hector's, is the venue for Teeny Tots, a weekly mother and toddler group which brings together families from across the station. It's groups like this which provide a lifeline for families, particularly during times of deployment. But for the parents here preparing for the possibility of longer tours, there are genuine concerns about the impact it could have.
The upheaval that would cause on the family unit would be tremendous. In terms of a 6 month tour, is upheaval enough? My husband previously has been deployed 4 times. He's never done a 6 month tour. It's always been 7, nearly 8 months. And that's been very hard to deal with. At the moment, it's very difficult because we don't know how long they're going away. It feels like you're in limbo. And also, as you're not sure yourself, you can't reassure your children.
There are no plans for the current rest and recuperation package to change. Instead, soldiers deploying for longer will be compensated with more post-tour leave, rather than the possible disruption of an extra R&R. For Sarah Crook, this is good news.
For us, it can look, to be fair, can be a little bit disruptive. Everything changes and then changes back again. The children have just got used to them being away, then they're back, and then they go again. When they were smaller, I think it wasn't an issue, but now I think it possibly could be a little bit more of an issue.
The government's also announced that those deploying for more than 7.5 months would be paid an extra allowance of £50 a day.
I don't think anything would compensate for them being at home as a family unit, irrespective of how much you get extra per day.
Financial concerns may not be an issue, but there are real worries about the extra strain that could be put on spouses and children left at home during an 8 or 9 month deployment, even if there's now an end in sight for the campaign itself. Emily Slater for BFBS in Hona Garrison.
Your stories.
Your stories. This is the Forces Station.
BFBS.